Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development announced that the AK ARPA Business Relief Program is now open. Tim Dillon, Executive Director for the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, explained to KSRM.
There's $90 million that has been set aside for small business. It's not really like the Alaska CARES program. It's set up a little differently. It's set up on lost revenue instead of expenditures, like the last one was. That will be on the street for approximately 30 days. The application period is going to be for 1 month, and then they're not going to be allocating dollars out during that month. They're going to wait until they have everybody's application in during that month-long period.
The AK ARPA Business Relief Program was authorized in the fiscal year 22 budget. Governor Dunleavy originally requested $280 million in appropriation for this purpose instead of the $90 million that's available. The business relief grants issued under the program will be capped at $1 million. Dillon says there are two things interested applicants need to know when applying.
You've got a business license and that it's active. They're not going to go ahead and let us do what we did last time. We had 30-some businesses on the peninsula that didn't have a business license. Most of those were in unincorporated communities on the peninsula, and we were able to sidestep that a little bit with giving them tax information and such, but they're not going to allow that this year. The other thing is you have to make sure that you're up to date with your taxes and that filing of your taxes. So especially, you know, there's a variety of different businesses that go for an extension, and then sometime in the fall, they go ahead and file for last year. Well, you're not going to be able to apply unless you have filed your taxes.
For more information and a link to apply, log on to our website at radiokenai.com. Alaska schools are dealing with acts of vandalism related to a trend popularized on the social media platform TikTok dubbed Devious Licks. The trend, which is also being seen in schools across the United States, encourages students to vandalize and steal school property, from boxes to face masks to soap dispensers. Urban Dictionary defines a lick as a successful type of theft which results in an acceptable, impressive, and rewarding payday for the protagonist. Peggy Erkineff with the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District said one middle school and one high school in the district have had to address the so-called licks. In an update to an earlier story, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland said,
"It's a ridiculous trend on TikTok where kids record themselves vandalizing or stealing stuff from a school. And I want to emphasize, you know, it's always just a few kids. It's not like the student body is doing this. But our principal has been having talks with the kids about school pride and how would it feel if a rival school came over and did this to you? How would you be upset? Well, it's the same thing for your own school. Take care of it."
In being asked about the specific damage, Holland said,
"You know, what I've heard is, you know, the like a towel dispenser coming out the wall, I think, and a soap dispenser, just kind of plugging some toilets, things like that. I think that's bathrooms because that's a very isolated place. Obviously, we don't have cameras in there and people are in and out."
At Soldotna High School, soap dispensers were stolen, bathroom stalls were kicked off the wall, and toilet paper dispensers were broken. Skyview Middle School paper towel and soap dispensers were broken in two restrooms. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.